date is August 28, 1955. A 14-year-old African-American boy named Emmett Till is walking down the street on a warm and humid Mississippi night. All of a sudden, two large, bulky white men named J.W. Milam and Roy Bryant were walking down the street behind Emmett and are mumbling suspiciously to each other. Emmett notices the two men acting strange, so he begins to walk faster and faster until his fast walk becomes a run. The two men also begin running in order to catch up with him. As the men were catching up to Emmett, Emmett began screaming for help. All of a sudden, Emmett felt four big clammy hands grab his shoulders and pull him off the sidewalk.
Emmett sweats nervously as two white men shove him into the back of their car. He doesn't know what he did, but he knows that this cannot end well. The men caught him on the side of the street, and despite Emmett's pleading, they wrestled him into their car. They drove him around Memphis until finally they stopped. They grabbed him and ripped him aggressively out of the car. For the next hour or so, the men would brutally and savagely beat Emmett. Emmett did not know this, but the men were beating him because they believed that he had flirted with one of the men's wives. After Emmett was well past recovery, the men finished him off by shooting him in the head and strangling him with barbed wire. The men panicked and threw Emmett's body into the back of their car once again. They arrived at the Tallahatchie River and threw his body in it. It will not be found for days, Emmett only being recognizable by the ring on his finger.
Mammy Till walks into her son's funeral with tears streaming down her eyes. She cannot believe what happened to her baby boy. The funeral is a closed casket, obviously. Emmett's face was so mutilated, so viciously, he is beyond unrecognizable. She had just heard the news of the men that killed her son's court case. They were acquitted with a short trial on account of not enough evidence against them.
Along with this story, there were other discriminating events, such as Rosa Parks, the Little Rock Nine, and Ernest Green. Emmett Till's story was much more than a discrimination, it was a hate crime. Emmett Till and Ernest Green were both young black males who were segregated and mistreated because of their skin color. There are multiple examples of black people being mistreated for the color of their skin.
During the Civil Rights Movement, there were so many innocent people of color that were killed for nothing other than their skin color. That is why Emmett Till and so many others like him died. Emmett's story and others like his made people realize how badly our country needed to change. His story, as horrific as it is, brought to many people's attention that not only were African American people getting discriminated against, but murdered in cold blood.